All right, Fan Drive Time, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Ben Ennis, and Blake Murphy. Very happy to be joined now by the newest Toronto Blue Jay, Eric Swanson, Blue Jays righty, fresh off of his trade from the Seattle Mariners, joins us on the line right now. Eric, thanks for doing this. Welcome to Toronto.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be a part of Toronto. Can't wait for it. Definitely excited.
So this is not your first kick of the can as far as being traded. You were traded a couple of times in your minor league career. Did that like make it maybe demystify the idea of being traded, or were you totally caught off guard? Tell us like how it felt when you found out about the fact that you were being traded from the Mariners to the Blue Jays.
Yeah, definitely was caught off guard a little bit. I was actually out of town in Montana on a hunting trip. And I had no reception, and I had a bunch of people that were trying to get a hold of me, and just so happened to be in an area that I was able to get a little reception, and it was a quick phone call because we kept cutting in and out, and GM with the Mariners kind of got the point across, and that was it, and it happened super quick, and wasn't quite sure what to think about it at first, and sat in a little bit, talked to my wife about it, and then once I kind of understood and let it sink in for a little bit, just kind of got excited, and now that I've had a few days to let it soak in, definitely excited.
So you're hunting in Montana, you're from Fargo, North Dakota, you're a big Minnesota Vikings fan, you get traded to Toronto, you've got to be the only person ever to get traded to Toronto and be like, oh, I'm going south. Like, this isn't a getting more northern. This isn't a getting more snowy. What are your impressions of the change to Toronto, you know, from a city standpoint? I know you were here during the wild card series.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. I've played in Toronto twice now. Once my first time back in 19, and then obviously for the wild card this year. And I love the area. I haven't had a ton of time to explore it. But for the little time that I've spent there, I've said it both times I've been there, I really do like the Toronto area. It almost kind of feels like home a little bit. I am from pretty far north and actually moving even further north now to Minnesota. But, I'm definitely excited. I can't wait to explore certain parts of the city and definitely can't wait to start getting to work with the team. Super excited.
So Blake mentioned it. You were here in the city during those two games against the Blue Jays in the postseason. You were sitting in the bullpen with your team down 8-1 in the fifth. What were you thinking in that moment, Eric? I imagine you were thinking about a potential game three or maybe getting some work in that game. What were you thinking sitting at Rogers Center in game two of the postseason against the Blue Jays?
It was kind of hard to think with how loud it was. It was quite the game, that's for sure. Definitely had thoughts going into that next inning that, you know, we probably would be playing a game three there. And, you know, we ended up obviously winning the game. But the first thing I noticed when we started playing there is how outrageously loud that place gets. And I noticed that from when I was there in 19 as well. But having a playoff game there, was one of the coolest environments I've played in. I mean, we went to Houston right after, and I didn't think Houston even compared to Toronto as far as environment goes. So definitely looking forward to that, being on the other side of it.
This is a man who knows how to win fans, obviously, saying the right things. You would have gotten to see Jordan Romano's crazy, like, light show entrance. I got to imagine, like, your brain is working already. You'd be like, what does an Eric Swanson walkout look like at Rogers Center in that environment?
Yeah, that was definitely the first thing I noticed when he came out of the game. I was kind of thinking about it. That's one of the cool things you get to look forward to as a bullpen guy. You go to different places and kind of see what certain back end guys, what they get. And his was definitely electric, watching him walk into that and just hearing that place. It was pretty awesome. So definitely looking forward to that.
So in the Seattle bullpen, you know, you guys had a lot of late inning options. You didn't get into one of those two games in Toronto. You're coming to a Blue Jays bullpen where Jordan Romano's installed at the back end of that. But really, there's not, at least right now at this moment, there's not a real hierarchy of who's the eighth inning, who's seventh inning, who might come in a high leverage spot. Have you had discussions with the Jays about where they see you, or do you personally have a sense of, you know, what role is the best Eric Swanson role in 2023?
Haven't had too many discussions about that yet. Like I said, I was just out of town for like the last 6 days, just got back last evening. So I'm sure I'll have some more conversations here this week and into next week after Thanksgiving about some of that stuff. But I'm just excited to get going, and wherever they have me plugged in at, you know, whether or not that's middle order to heart of the order, depending on what innings it is. You know, I'm just looking forward to getting those opportunities. Obviously I've seen Romano from afar, and the guy's electric, and to be next to him and be a part of that bullpen is super exciting.
Talking to Eric Swanson, and you set a career best in ERA, in strikeouts, and strikeout per nine, and WHIP this past season. Eric, not that you weren't good before that, but last year was a real step forward for you. What changed for you in 2022?
Yeah, it's just over the last couple of years, I've really tried to dive in and develop, you know, a really good secondary pitch. That's kind of been my downfall the first couple of years that I had. It was really just a fastball and a couple average, if not below average, secondary pitches. So when I incorporated that splitter that I throw now, really kind of took everything that I'm doing to the next level. It just gives me that different play off of my fastball, and get comfortable with it, and I'm able to throw it in any count. And it's just a pitch that I'm really comfortable with, and it's played off my fastball extremely well.
So you have that three-pitch mix to play off of the fastball. You can kind of change levels and change what those look like. You know, Kevin Gausman, a guy Jays fans know well, with a fastball, splitter, slider combination, too. When you are working on those pitches in the offseason and you're trying to tell, you know, what might work or what you could tweak, what is your process like? Are you into the kind of new wave data stuff, the Edgetronic cameras and stuff? Are you more of a feel guy or a feedback from hitters guy? What is the rest of this offseason look like for you when it comes to designing and tweaking pitches?
Yeah, I definitely am into a lot of the analytics side of things. I like to be able to get a closer look at stuff on the Edgetronic. And that's kind of how I developed that pitch. And weirdly enough, I did kind of develop it after Gausman's splitter when he was with San Francisco. He was a guy that I just kind of looked at his grip and messed around with a few different things similar that he does, and was able to find something kind of in between that really felt comfortable for me. Before I try to throw, you know, kind of your traditional split with your fingers as far on the side as you can. And it just wasn't working for me. I wasn't able to control it very much. So I looked at a few other guys throughout the league that threw one, and tried to take a couple things. And actually, he was one of the guys that I took a couple things from and found what now feels comfortable for me.
Eric, this might be a little too in the weeds or a little too pitch nerdy, but I'm curious, you know, Jays fans, of course, posting your Baseball Savant page and things like that with those metrics. One of the things that stands out either statistically or in watching you pitch is that extension, how far down the mound you get when you deliver. With you coming in around 94 with your fastball, how important is it to you to get that kind of extension? What does that do for you to kind of, you know, as an exchange for not being a 98, 99 guy?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the analytics and you look at my extension with that off of my fastball velocity, obviously it does help. That's not something that I really pay attention to. It's just something that I do naturally. It's something I've always done. And that's what makes my fastball as effective as what it is at that 94 to 95 range. I'm always trying to do things to help spike that velocity a little bit. Every now and then I'll reach some stretches where I can get it up to 96, 97. So to be able to do that consistently would be super nice.
So you mentioned you modeled your splitter off of Kevin Gausman's. Like, is that something that you've communicated with him? Like, did you guys talk about it, or you're just watching a lot of Gausman footage and then, you know, trying to take what you've seen?
Yeah, just looking at different videos of him throwing it, kind of with our analytic guys when I was with the Mariners, trying to find some different things. I've never met Kevin before, so I am super excited to get to pick his brain a little bit on that pitch, and maybe pick up some different tendencies and cues that he uses and hopefully improve that pitch even more.
Yeah, I'm sure you could probably get his number. You probably could have gotten it before, but it's probably a lot easier to get now. Speaking about this Blue Jays team, you didn't appear in either of those two postseason games, and actually didn't appear in any of the regular season games against the Blue Jays this season, but you were obviously privy to the scouting reports. What was the thought process of the pitchers going into games against what was a pretty prodigious offense this season?
Going against that lineup, obviously it's pretty heavy from top to bottom. And again, a lot of those guys I've kind of played against coming up when I was with New York, and being able to watch those guys from afar, that lineup, there's a lot of young guys in it and really, really dangerous. So that's a lineup that you got to be pretty careful with. But I'm definitely looking forward to being on that side of it, after playing against some of those guys for a while now and kind of watching them from afar. It's going to be a really fun lineup to have on your side.
Eric, I want to end, oddly enough, with a football question for you. And, you know, I've seen some smack talk on Twitter that you're not having the best fantasy football season. Your Vikings had a rough one this week, but I'm going to spin it positive. Did you ever get that letter to Randy Moss that you wrote him as a kid and discovered 20 years later?
I don't think it ever reached him. I forgot I tweeted that out. I was here last year, a couple years ago. But, I was going through some old stuff when my parents were moving and found that and thought that was pretty funny. But I don't think it ever reached him. It would have been cool if it did, though.
When you're a part of this Blue Jays team in spring training and throughout the season, you'll be interviewed, I'm sure, multiple times by Arash Madani, who is about as diehard a Vikings fan as it gets. So you guys can bond over that. Eric, thanks for doing this, and best of luck this upcoming season.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.